This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Okay, we have a short sugya today, but this sugya touches Daf Ayin Dalet, as well as the last two blot, Ayin Gimel and Ayin Beis. The Gemara in Ayin Dalet is dealing with whether a RL is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni or not. Can an RL partake of Maaser Sheni? And the Gemara at first wanted to... This was the Shaila on Daf Ayin Gimel that we're still dealing with on Ayin Dalet. The Gemara said, Bo'i minemer of Sheishes on Ayin Gimel Mahu b'maser, RL Mahu b'maser. Do we say, just like we learn out Pesach from Maaser for Aninos, we should learn out Maaser of Pesach for Arelos, or do we not because Pesach is more Chamer? And the Gemara tried to bring a raya from the fact that the Mishnah lists certain commonalities of Truma and Bikurim that don't exist by Maaser. And we know Truma and Bikurim and RL cannot eat. Now, if a RL was allowed to eat Maaser, it should say that Truma and RL cannot eat Truma and Bikurim and could eat Maaser. It's mashma that, no, that an RL cannot eat Maaser. And the Gemara says, Tan of a Shayer, and Ayin Daud Amad Aleph, it brought other examples of my Shire. And the Gemara is discussing whether this RL could eat Maaser Sheni. And the Gemara quotes another Brice, so this is like a third of the way down on Ayin Dalet, that Tful Yoim is Aser B'Truma and is Mutter B'Para U'V'Maaser. So the Gemara says if an RL is mutter and maaser, it should say RL aser b'truma, umutter b'par v'maaser. So it must be RL is aser b'maaser. Because otherwise it should have said RL is aser by truma and mutter b'par v'maaser. Must be RL is aser b'maaser. So the Gemara says it's Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva says RL is like a tameh. Now, if you look at Rashi and Ayin Dalet says, Tana Dvei Rabbi Akiva hi, who Rabbi Akiva not only would say an RL cannot partake of Maaser, Rabbi Akiva would say an RL cannot partake of a Para. Like we learned on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Remember the Gemara had a sugya on Ayin Beis Amid Beis regarding whether an RL could be Mazeh. Rabbi Elazar says, RL Shehiza has Asik Shera, like a Tful Yoim. And the Gemara said, but Rabbi Akiva, who says RL is Katame, he would say that an RL cannot be Mazeh. So Rashi Shita is like this. Rashi Shita is that according to Rabbi Akiva, that RL is like Tame. An RL cannot partake of Maaser Sheni, and an RL cannot sprinkle the ashes of the Paraduma. Mashein Kane, Rabbi Elazar, who argues on Rabbi Akiva, and he does not say RL Katame. Now Rabbi Elazar is in the very beginning of Paraka RL. On Daf Ayin Amad Aleph, the Gemara says, how do we know an RL can't eat Truma? So Rabbi Elazar learns it out from Toisha V'Sachir. It says Toisha V'Sachir by Pesach, it says Toisha V'Sachir by Truma. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Ishis, L'Rabbis RL Katame. So according to Rabbi Elazar, then RL is not like a Tame, an RL could sprinkle a Paraduma, an RL could eat Maaser Sheni. According to Rabbi Akiva, an RL cannot sprinkle the ashes of the Paraduma, according to Rashi. Right? Again, Rashi says an RL cannot sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma according to Rabbi Akiva and cannot eat Maaser Sheni. So we have a very interesting group of psakim in the Rambam. Let's see if we could find it here. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? You see this Rambam here? The Rambam is in Tahara Hilchos Paraduma. Let's see if we can make it bigger. The Rambam says, "Hakol k'sherim l'hazer is chutz me'isha v'tumtum ve'androgynous. V'cher yishoyt v'katan she'en b'idas. Ava katan she'esh b'idas kosher l'hazos. V'ha'arel kosher l'hazos she'en ha'arel tamei." The Rambam says, an arel could sprinkle. Now, who does that go like? Rashi learns on Daf Ayin Dalet that according to Rabbi Akiva, that arel is katamei. An RL cannot sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma. So the Rambam is not paskening like Rabbi Akiva, is he? Certainly it doesn't seem that way. So what would you think the Rambam would paskin by Hilchas Maaser Sheni? Could an Orel eat Maaser Sheni? Well, the Rambam says an Orel is not like a Tameh, so an Orel should be allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Maaser Sheni, Paragimel Halchadad, Ha'orel Kitameh, V'imacha Maaser Sheni Loike. So by Hilchos Paraduma, the Rambam says an Orel is allowed to sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma. And by Hilchos Maaser Sheni, the Rambam says an Orel is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. Stira on the Rambam between Hilchos Paraduma and Hilchos Maaser Sheni. You know who asked this question? I can't believe it. I never saw this in my life. The Marsha. I've never seen the Marsha ask a Stira on the Rambam. The Marsha is a Pirush on Rashi and Tosis. It's a Meneu Bei Pirush. For the Marsha to ask a Stira on Rambams, I'm not familiar that he does that. And the Marsha says, Midivrei HaRambam Nira, Deloy Marbinon Hacha Orel Ketame Elo Lesser Maser, Veloy Lo Yisroi Bepara. The Rambam, yes, the Rambam agrees to Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam holds Orel is Ketame. Now one more time. If you look, let's look a few lines before. Rashi on Daf Ayin Dalet says that if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, a Orel cannot sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma. The Marsha says, V'yeshu daktik, l'may demasik umuki b'raisa, Rabbi Akiva, according to the Gemara's conclusion, that the b'raisa is going like Rabbi Akiva, and we include Orel Ketame, and therefore, like Rashi says, an Orel cannot sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma. So, I'm just pointing out, the Marsha observes that Rashi holds that if we go like Rabbi Akiva, then an Orel cannot sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma. But then the Marsha says, Avo midivrei HaRambam nira, deloy marbinon hacha Orel katame. From the Rambam, it appears we're not marba Orel katame. Elo le'eser b'maser. Only to aser maser, v'loy le'eser b'paira. Not to aser the para. Shehu pasak b'ilchus maser, shein per gimol ha'orel aser b'maser. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Maaser Sheni that Orel is Aser B'Maser, and Hilchos Paraduma, he paskins in Orel is Kosher L'Hazois. Now, if the Rambam says an Orel could sprinkle, V'hoya Nira L'Chayra, the Taimai, Shehu Soivar, the Ein Orel Ketamei. Apparently, if the Rambam holds an Orel could sprinkle the ashes of the Paraduma, an Orel is not like a Tamei. U'lahachi Kosher B'Para, Ela D'B'Maiser Aser. So the question is, so why would the Rambam say that by Hilchos Maaser, Orel cannot eat? Maybe Mishum de Rab Yoisi, de Yalef mimenu bePesach. Oh, excuse me, not Rab Yoisi, Rab Yitzchak. Rab Yitzchak, towards the end of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Orel Aser B'Maiser. Why? We learn out from the Pesach. So it's a very specific, in other words, here's one way to answer the Stira in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that an Orel is allowed to sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma, because the Rambam doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, Orel is not like a Tameh. So why does the Rambam say an Orel is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni? Because we have an Ayin Dalet, the Drasha of Rabbi Yitzchak, that we learn now, Mimenu, from Pesach. And that's only Maaser Sheni to Pesach, but that would not apply and has no relevance to Paraduma. The only thing is, the Marsha says, this is not a good answer for the Rambam, because the Rambam's not mashma that way. The Rambam's mashma, the reason why an Orel can't eat Maaser Sheni, is because he's Orel Ketame, not because of Gzer Shav of Mimenu. L'chein Nira, therefore the Marsha says, Shetamoy, the reason is, for the Rambam, Devadeh Marbina Orel Ketame, we definitely include Orel Ketame. Umishamachi Aser B'Maser, that's why an Orel can't have Maaser. But you know why a Paraduma an Orel could partake of? Because of the Kavachoymer of Rabbi Elezer. And we learned in a Braisa like him. Look on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Arel Shehiz Azasak Sheira. We make a din, we can make a kava chomer from tful yom. Ma tful yom, asur benegia. The truma, tful yom cannot touch truma. But he's a tful yom, is allowed to sprinkle ashes of paraduma. Arel, who's allowed to touch truma, certainly you're allowed to, your mutter bapara. So the Marsha says that really the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore an Arel cannot eat Maaser Sheni, an Arel Ketame. Why can an Arel sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma? Kavachomer from Tvol Yoim. What's the Kavachomer? That if an Arel could touch Truma, certainly a tful yoim cannot touch truma, but he's allowed to sprinkle paraduma. An arel who could touch truma, certainly he should be able to sprinkle the ashes of paraduma. So even though arel is katame, but he's allowed to sprinkle the ashes of paraduma, kavachoymer from tful yoim can't touch truma, arel could touch truma. Now, I don't understand the Marsha for the life of me. Are you following this? Because this is basically a review of Paraka Arel. Sometimes when you learn Bekia, sometimes when you learn Ion, it helps your Bekias. So, again, the Marsha is saying, to answer the Rambam, that the Rambam, you could say that the Rambam doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Maaser Sheni is Aser because of Mimenu Mimanu, and Para is Mutter because there's no Mimenu Mimenu. But Marsha says, the Rambam says, Arel Katame. That's Mashmir, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. So then why is it Mutter Bepara? Because of the Kava Choymer. If I'm not mistaken though, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, there's no Kava Choymer. Because the whole Kava Choymer is based on the fact that if an Arel could touch Truma, certainly, right, Tful Yoim can't touch Truma, it could sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma. Arel, who could touch Truma, certainly it could sprinkle the ashes. But if you hold Arel Katame, and Arel can't touch Truma. I believe according to Rabbi Kiva, there is no Kavachomer. So I'm not sure what the Marsha is saying. Mishum Kavachomer, the Kamer of Lazal Elvid. And we learned in a Brisa like him. Artanya Namiachi, Arel Shizaz Asa Kshera. Mishum Hachi Asa B'maiser, Ela de para mutter mishum kavachomer. And says the Marsha, when we say over here, this Tana is Rabbi Akiva, it's only Rabbi Akiva that it's Asur ba'arel, but not that it's Asur bipara. I really don't get this. Bays and men. What's this bays going on? Karni Re'im? Nichtav v'tzidoy tzarachin v'sigid el ayin gimmo mevorda v'kiva asur arel bapara. The Karni Re'im asks that from the sugya earlier on ayin gimmo, it's mashar v'kiva holds its arel as asur bapara? What does that mean? Oh, ayin beiz amad beiz. I would assume that's what the Karni Re'im is asking on the Marsha. Didn't the Aruch Lener say on Ayin Beis Amid Beis that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Kava Chomer? Okay, so the Marsha seems to be saying that Rabbi Akiva, that the Rambam Paschal is like Rabbi Akiva, and Paraduma is Mutter because of the Kava Chomer. I want to show you the Aruch HaShulchan's approach over here. Let me see if I could find the Lechem Mishnah for a minute on the Rambam. Hey, look in the Aruch HaShulchan. This is a very interesting approach. Hilchos Truma. Kohen Arel she'ino rotzeh lomel es atzmai. Kohen Arel doesn't want to do mila. Oy shemesu achav machmas mila. Ve'ini achal lomel es atzmai. Mesin hajlos. Also achav b'truma ketamei. V'yalef la Rabbi Elezer. B'reish perka Arel mi Pesach. Look at this lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. An Arel cannot eat truma like a tamei. And where do we learn this from? From Gzer Shover, from Pesach. Wait a second. If we're learning out from the Karban Pesach, it's not because Arel is Ketame. It's because we learn out from the Karban Pesach. The Toisha V'Sachar, Shenemra B'Shneim, Ma Pesach Arel Aser Boy, Av Chumakein. Rabbi Kiva Darshan Zimei Ishish, Dichsev Gabay Tmeim, L'Rabbis Arel. U'v'chol Duchta Mashva, Rabbi Kiva Arel Ketame. And that's what the Rambam says, Perek Gimel Ma'aser Sheni. Now the Rambam, Perek Zayin in Din Yud, Kasav, Koyin Oral Asur Lecho B'Tshuma Midin Tarsh, Harei Nemar, Tarsh V'Sachar B'Tshuma, V'Nemar Tarsh V'Sachar B'Pesach, Ma Tarsh V'Sachar Amar B'Pesach, Oral Asur Boy. Af Tarsh V'Sachar Amar B'Tshuma, Oral Asur Boy. So does that mean the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Lezer? Ein Kavan Asur Lefzik Rabbi Lezer. Ella dinokad hadrasha pshuta tfei. The Rambam, by citing the drush of Toisha v'sacher lo yoichabai, he does not mean to paskin like Rabbi Lezer. He's just saying the simple drasha, even though we don't really paskin that way. Where would this be? We don't have the Rambam here in Hilchos Truma. Here, look at this Rambam. Koyin Arel Asur Lecho B'Tshuma Midin Tarish. Nemar Tarish B'Sachar B'Tshuma V'Nemar Tarish B'Sachar B'Pesach. So the Rambam here seems to be saying what like the Marsha thought originally, that Arel is not Ketame. And that's when Arel is allowed to sprinkle the Paraduma. And Meiser is Asur because we learn out Mimenu Pesach. And Truma is Asur because we learn out Toshav V'Sacher Mi Pesach. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying in Hilchos Trumais. Here the Rambam says in Hilchos Chagiga, Noshim Avodim Peturim Min Hora'iya, V'chol Ho'anoshim Chayavim Beria. Women, avodim are potter from Ria, and all men are chayv in Ria, except for cheresh, ilaim, shayta, v'katan. V'tamei v'arel, the Rambam greets together, tamei and arel. Then the Rambam says, v'chvar bi'arnu b'hilchos bi'as ha'mikta she'ena tamei roi, l'bi'a v'chein ha'arel, ma'os ketamei, and arel is disgusting like a tamei. Let's see how the Lecha Mishnah asked the question. Take a look over here. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Tes. B'perek ha'arel, if ligu Reb Lezer Reb Akiva, Reb Lezer nafka da'arel eino oicho b'truma m'gzer shava toisha v'sachir, namar toisha v'sachir pesach, and it's extra, it says toisha v'sachir b'truma, ma'al halon arel asar, avkan arel asar, and Reb Akiva nafka ishish l'rabbis arel katamei. The Gemara says, what does Rabbi Kiva do with Toshav Asacher? He uses it for whatever his reasons are. So, in Perek Zayin in Hilchot Shumas, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Lezer. Again, which Aruch HaShulchan says, nah, it doesn't mean he passes like Rabbi Lezer, he's just picking the easier drasha to say. Because he says, Koyein Arel Aser Lechot Shuma Midin Torah, Sharei Nemer Toshav Asacher B'Tshuma V'Nemer Toshav Asacher B'Pesach. So the Rambam Hilchot Shumas is passes like Rabbi Lezer. So the Lecha Mishnah says, first of all, how could you paskin like Rabbi Lezer? v'makam Rabbi Akiva. We know halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. So again, to that, the Aruch HaShulchan would say, sometimes the Rambam quotes a drasha, but that he's just quoting a convenient way to say it. And furthermore, the oid. Miu, he says, for this, Yeshar and the Pasuk and Mishum Deshama and Daf Ayin Bezum is Amar of Elazar Arel Shiz Azazak Shera. An Arel that sprinkles its kosher. And the Gemara asks from a Bryce, and it says, ah, oh, that's Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold like him. So therefore, the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. So basically, there are many Rambams regarding whether Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Akiva. Just to summarize, here, let's just to summarize, the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos set paskens like Rabbi Eliezer, that we learn out from Toisha V'Sachir. The Rambam in Hilchos Maser Sheni paskens like Rabbi Akiva, Arel Ketame, Emacha Maser Sheni Loike. And the Rambam in Hilchos Paraduma paskens like Rabbi Eliezer, that ain't Arel Ketame, and Arel is allowed to be Mazeh. So the simple way to read it is the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Eliezer. And the reason why he can't eat Maaser Sheni is not because Arel Ketame, but because of Rabbi Yitzchak that we learn Mimenu Mimenu. And the Marsha doesn't like that. The Marsha feels that Smasha, the Rambam, holds Arel's Ketame. And Paraduma in Arel Ketame because we have a Kavachoymer. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, that's what I got for you today. Hope everybody has an amazing day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
Thank you. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.